I'm not quite sure on the percentage, but I'm getting there, though. I've just been working, just trying to get the foot right and ease back into things.
How hard was that for you last year? You weren't here in the off season. You only got such a limited time to play, and then kind of just to be along for the ride and not getting to play.
Yeah, it was a tough situation to be in, and I just took it with a grain of salt. Tried to get my shoulder 100%, and just been working ever since to get the foot right.
Brian, how tough was that to watch that Super Bowl knowing you couldn't do anything to help the team?
Yeah, it was definitely tough watching it. You know, not being able to control anything going on out there. So probably one of the hardest games I've ever watched. But you know, it's part of the game, and injuries happen.
How's Liz Frank compared to a ripped up knee? You come back from both.
It's not too bad. It's a little longer off the feet, but it's not that bad of an injury. I feel like I should be able to come back 100% and do well.
You had a lot of company as far as guys in there rehabbing. How exciting is it to look around and realize how many bodies, especially on defense, and you got the offense covered and coming back. I mean, you guys come back, you had the free agents, but there's a lot of guys that are getting healthy that'll be back this year.
Yeah, no doubt, especially on the defensive side of the ball. And barring injury, we should have, an awesome team that should be able to make it back to the Super Bowl as well.
Ryan, what's this line going to be like without Zane here?
I think we'll recover from that, and with Orlando moving the guard or whoever else moves in there. But I think we should still be able to have a great offensive line, no doubt.
How did you grade Clark last year in placement of you?
He did well. He did well, you know. We've been working the last 3 years or 4 years since he's been here, so both been improving. He's definitely improved as a player since he got here.
What do you think about Orlando's move? He tweeted about it the other day, said he was going to give it his all in this new position. What do you think about him kind of moving inside?
I think it's a good look. I mean, he's played guard before in college, and he's has that power or whatnot that you need at guard to get the job done. So I think he will be able to move quite well.
Right, the schedule comes out today, and you guys will have trips to Seattle and New England. Do you look forward to particularly those two matchups this year?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I've played in New England a lot. I think they've only came here like once or twice since I've been in the league. So it's fun to play there, and also Seattle. You know, it's really crap. Really loud or whatnot, so it's a tough place to play.
Do you like the schedule released? What do you pay attention to when you get that schedule?
Maybe just the teams or the divisions we kind of know already, so I'm not really focused on that right now. It's more or less, getting back into the playbook and stuff like that.
Ryan, with some of the changes that happened with Champ leaving, Chris Cooper retiring. I think you are maybe the longest tenured, you and Matt Prater, tenured guys here on the team. What's that going to be like for you? What does that mean for you now and maybe your leadership and kind of place in the locker room?
Yeah, it's definitely different for sure to be the longest tenured. You know, time flies by here. So, I definitely got to step up as far as a leadership role. And I'm more of a lead by example type of guy on the field. So. But I'll work on that for sure.
In your rehab right now, where are you at in terms of how much you can do running, lifting, that sort of thing?
I'm beginning after it. Being able to do most of the things in the weight room and running, not quite full speed, but definitely running so far.
So like you said, you're coming back this year as a big free agent acquisition because you're basically gone all of last year.
Yeah.
Do you kind of look at it like that, like you're coming in and maybe making up for a lost year or anything like that?
Yeah, I wasn't here in the off season last year, and then, I was barely here maybe 2 months before I got hurt. So it's definitely a situation where, I'm trying to step up and be the best player I can be and get back to the level I want to be at.
When OTAs actually start, are you going to be able to be on the field, or what's kind of your timeline for being back in?
I don't have a timeline quite yet. Just fill it out and ease my way back in.
How excited were you when they signed DeMarcus Ware, and how much looking forward to practicing with him? Last time you practiced against him, it's probably a little different than it'll be this time around, huh?
Yeah, it'll definitely be a little different, a little bit more experience. But, yeah, I'm definitely excited to practice against him and try to improve my game as we go on this year.
The fact you came back from a major injury and played at a high level, does it give you confidence when you're returning from injury now that you can, once your body agrees, that you'll be fine?
Yeah, no doubt. I feel like I can recover and get back to high level.
As excited as you are about every season when it starts, because you had a season taken away, do you think this year even more amped up than you would be?
Yeah, no doubt. You know, just not being out there for 3 months damn near. So I'm definitely excited to get out there and just be out there with the guys and get better.
I know we would see you around here from time to time with crutches and your boot. At what point were you walking? No crutches, no boot, none of that?
Probably end of November-ish, around there.
How does it feel in there? Does it feel different because there's so many guys? Is there still some somberness from the Super Bowl, or is there excitement because of the stars that you signed?
I think it's a move-on situation, and, we're just ready to get back after it and improve as a team. And there's definitely a lot of new guys and a lot of new faces, so that's part of the league, though, just the transition.
What do you miss most about football when it was taken away from as an offensive lineman? What stars would miss on touchdown point? What do you miss most about when you weren't able to play?
Just contributing and just being part of the team and, just trying to build that legacy and be the best player I can be.
Puck moves over to the right side. How do you think he could flip that switch and handle things on that side?
I think he'd do it well, just because since he's been here, he's kind of been the swing guy. So he's played both positions in practice or whatnot. So he's definitely able to do that.